Hello all, my name is Brittany and this is the Exposing Grief podcast where I continue to remove that stigma of grief and expose it for what it truly is, which is that natural and healthy way of living and loving. I'll also be adding a little bit of a twist. So this podcast will expose the work behind honoring your grief journey, showing you the real hardships and the unbelievable beauty that grief can bring. I'm thrilled to have you here. So let's get to ending the grief stigma and beginning to build hope. Hello, hello, my Exposing Grief listeners. Welcome back. How are you liking the trauma series that we're doing for October? I hope it's informative for you to apply some of these things to your grief journey if there's trauma attached or if you're passing these along to people who have experienced trauma. I'm also hoping that you are finding a space to take care of yourself as needed because with trauma can come triggers. So we want to make sure we're being mindful of what we need always with this podcast, but especially with this series, making sure we're taking care of ourselves and being mindful and regrounding and all that kind of stuff, which is why I'm actually here today. I talk a lot about that, trigger warnings, and even just in the episodes with my guests, talking a lot about listeners. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Do what you need to, right? And we talk about these different things that the guests are implementing and all that kind of stuff. And while they've given you some tips, I realize this may be leaving you guys going, okay, well, you're talking about all this stuff of being mindful and grounding and taking care of me, but I don't have anything accessible. That is why we are here. I want to guide you through one of the most popular and most common grounding and mindfulness techniques that I use with my clients when I notice they're getting dysregulated, or very common thing I will hear in my sessions is I just want to like step away from everything, but anywhere I go, it's a trigger. 100%, I hear you. So I'm here today to provide you with a tool or an exercise that will help you reground and kind of recenter while also giving you that feeling of it allowed me to step away for a little bit without getting triggered. I call this exercise the safe space exercise. So what we're going to do, and I want you, if you are listening to this while you're driving, great, continue. Obviously, please don't do the exercise while you're driving, but you can listen to it now, and then maybe when you have time, you can actually do the exercise when you're not distracted. But ideally, you would be in a space, a safe space, with no distractions, you're comfortable. If you can get in a space where you can actually lie down or do whatever feels comfortable for you, but we want to be able for you to be in a space where you can fully relax and just let your body release. So take a couple of minutes, get in that space as needed. And then when you're ready, I'm going to walk you through building a safe space. What's beautiful about this exercise is you get to decide where you are, what it looks like, who's with you, what's happening. And what's awesome, it doesn't change unless you decide to change it. Nobody has access to it except for you. Unless if you, of course, invite people in that. But that is up to you. So I'm going to walk you through this exercise, allowing you to create a safe space. And then we're going to hang out there for a little bit. And then we're going to store it away and talk about ways for you to access it when you need it again. So take a couple of minutes, whatever you need, get in your safe space and get ready, and I will walk you through this safe space exercise. All right, are we in our safe space and we're ready to rock and roll? Make sure you've got everything that you need by you. You shouldn't need much. Be sure to have electronics or any other distractions away from you. If you'd like to have music playing in the background, you are more than welcome to. Otherwise, if you just want the silence of the space, that is okay too. You know what works best for you. And when you're ready, if it feels safe, I encourage you to close your eyes. If that doesn't feel safe or comfortable, go ahead and just stare off into the distance. Look at something that's not distracting, that's not triggering, but allow your gaze to soften. Go ahead and take 3 deep breaths. Be sure to be deep breathing from the diaphragm. So go ahead and breathe in for 3, 2, 1. Good. Breathe out for 3, 2, 1. Good. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. Breathe out. 3, 2, 1. Last time. Breathe in. 3, two, one, breathe out. Three, two, one. Good. Notice how your body is feeling. If there's anything that's feeling tight, send a gentle reminder to release and allow yourself to fully fall into the bed, the couch, the chair, the floor, wherever you're relaxing. And when you're ready, I want you to think of a space that feels safe and welcoming to you. This space can be an actual space that you've been to, whether it's a favorite spot in your house, a vacation spot, or it can be a space that you've seen that you would like to visit. A beach, a tranquil cabin out in the middle of nowhere. Wherever you are, find that space and allow yourself to just be there. Now that you're in that space, I want you to think about, what are some of the things that you're seeing? What are in your surroundings? What colors are you seeing? How bright is it in your space? Is it dim? Is it really bright? Is it dark? Are there certain pictures or items or pieces of furniture that have meaning to you? Or are all the things in your surrounding fairly neutral? Are you inside or outside? When you're identifying the things that you're seeing, I encourage you to describe them in detail. So if you're talking about the colors that you're seeing, don't just say green, blue. What shade of green? What shade of blue? Are there texture to the things that you're seeing? Are the things that you're seeing bring any sort of emotion to you? Do they add to your comfort and safety? Now that you have a good idea of what you're seeing, I want you to list some of the things that you are hearing. What are you hearing in your space? Is there just a quiet background with a hum? Is there music playing in your safe space? Are there just other background noises, whether it's chatter of other people or birds? Is there a breeze? Do you possibly hear waves crashing? And as you identify each sound, I encourage you not to hold on to it. Just identify it and move on to the next one. Do you hear your own breathing? I want you to now think about, what are you smelling in your safe space? Are you smelling fresh air? Are you smelling possibly water or ocean? Are there flowers? Or could there possibly be a familiar scent inside that brings you comfort and joy? Do you smell nothing? Lastly, I want you to think about, what are you feeling in your safe space? Now, this can be both body. What are you feeling with your hands? Is there a breeze that you're feeling? What's the temperature? Is it warm? Is it a little chilly? Is it hot? But I also want you to explore what you're feeling emotionally. What are your internal experiences? Are you feeling safe? Are you feeling comfortable? Are you feeling in control? Are you feeling welcomed? Or are you possibly having any negative feelings? If you experience some negative feelings, I encourage you to explore what you might be able to do to allow those to release. What can you communicate to them to let them know this is your safe space and they are not welcome here? You are now in your safe space. You've identified what you see, what you feel, what you hear, what you smell. You've identified if you're by yourself or you're with other people. I want you to now take as much time as you need to stay in this space. Know that this is your space. No one can take this from you. No one can control this. Only you get to determine who comes in this space and how this space changes, if at all. When you're ready, I want you to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths, similar to like we did in the beginning. And then come back to the room. Slowly open those eyes. Slowly get movement in the body. Feel free to pause this episode as needed to get yourself back to the room and come back when you're ready. All right, listeners, how did that feel? So now you've created a safe space. You know what it looks like, what you hear, what you feel, what you smell, maybe even what you can taste. All of your senses are involved in this safe space. You've determined who's a part of that safe space and know that this can change each time you go back to that space. That is the beauty of this exercise. You get to change it based on what you need. If you feel at some point, I need a safe space with one other person, great. Who is that one other person and how are you going to incorporate them? And know that that one other person doesn't actually physically have to be there. They can just be there kind of a state of mind. So I want you to kind of mentally store that away and know that that is always accessible whenever you're feeling like I just need to step away. Or if you're feeling very dysregulated or unsafe in your current space, I would encourage you to access this exercise and that space that you just created. I also want to send you with some prompting questions to process what that experience was like for you. So go ahead and grab a journal or something to write down. If you want to pause after each question, you certainly can. But I want you to explore these questions to help you maximize the benefit of this exercise. So I want you to explore just what worked in that exercise. Was your first time, maybe your first time, maybe this is your second time or third time kind of playing this episode, but what worked? What did you find useful? What did you find beneficial? What did you find pleasant? I also want you to explore what didn't work. What didn't serve you? What might you try differently next time? And then the third question I want you to explore, how will you know when this exercise needs to be utilized? Oftentimes people will be like, well, I just don't, when do I use this? I don't know. And sometimes if you're wanting to implement a mindfulness practice or a grounding practice in kind of your daily routine, then it might be something you just do on the regular, which I would absolutely encourage. Absolutely. If you want to use this as kind of a regular meditation, great, do it. But usually we want to find what are the triggers that leave us feeling unsafe and kind of dysregulated that will lead us to knowing, okay, I should access my safe space exercise. And no, disclaimer, when we're doing any sort of mindfulness or grounding, it is a practice. So if you are new to this and you're finding that it's harder to access and kind of get in that space, that might be where on a regular basis, maybe you're not doing the safe space exercise per se, but you're engaging in some sort of mindfulness exercise. So that feels a little bit more habitual for you. So whether it's just every morning, I'm going to be mindful about taking 3 deep breaths, or I'm going to try and carve out 2 times a week where I'm doing 3-minute meditations. And as that starts getting more natural and habitual, then you can kind of up the ante or whatever. But for this exercise particularly, I want to make sure that you are identifying the triggers or the warning signs that will let you know I would really benefit from the safe space exercise. So your third question is, what are your warning signs or triggers letting you know the safe space exercise may be of benefit to you? So utilize this however you choose. Even if you don't have trauma attached to your grief or you haven't experienced an event that you would classify as traumatic, that's okay. This exercise serves many, many purposes. So utilize it as you see fit. If you have questions, please do not hesitate to reach out. Continue to use this throughout the series or just throughout your grief journey. I am here for you. I hope you found this useful, and it's just another tool to add to your toolbox as you continue honoring your grief journey. Thank you for tuning in. You are playing a part in removing that grief stigma, one episode at a time. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Exposing Grief. I want you to know that you are playing an important part in removing that stigma of grief, and in turn, creating a world where expression of love for our living and deceased loved ones is acceptable and welcomed. For that, I am forever grateful to you. If you resonated with this episode today, please share it with someone you believe would benefit, or I welcome any and all reviews so it's easier for others who need this hope in their life to find me. Here's to honoring your grief journey and empowering others to do the same. Until next time.